Well, Muslims around the world have attended prayers as part of ceremonies to mark Eid al-Adha, a feast that commemorates Prophet Abraham's readiness to sacrifice his son Ismail on God's command. Believers in many countries, ranging from Europe to the Middle East and Southeast Asia, have marked the Muslim feast. On this day, many Muslims slaughter livestock to remember the sacrificial act by Prophet Abraham. They distribute the meat among families, friends, and the poor. Eid al-Adha is one of the most important occasions on the Islamic calendar and marks the peak of the annual Hajj pilgrimage. I'd like to cross over to Boston, Massachusetts, joined by Sayed Mohsen Fatemi, college university professor and psychologist. Thank you so much for being with us. Tell us the significance of this particular Islamic holiday.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'd like to congratulate everybody on the occasion of the Eid number one and discuss some of the layers of the Eid, because the Eid is a manifestation of several layers of growth, development, and transcendence. On the one level, it's the completion of a journey where the body, everybody has experienced the disengagement from selfishness, egoism, arrogance, hubris, overbearing attitude, and everybody is prepared to continue the path with that perspective. The message underneath is that you can't reach God if you're so full of yourself. You need to just liberate yourself from all these hackneyed layers of dungeons of self. So you need to liberate yourself from the dungeon of selfishness to embrace the authenticity of self. The Eid is the crystallization of this disengagement from pseudo-self and a return or an engagement to true and authentic self. So the Eid is giving rise to the revitalization of self. Therefore, it's associated with vivacity, exhilaration, and rapture in all its comprehensive forms. And on the other level, the Eid calls for solidarity, unity, and a common feature among all travelers in the path for self-purification. It's like every pilgrim marshals their forces and competencies to mobilize endeavors towards togetherness. And this togetherness is of great significance in terms of the synergy, collaboration, and cooperation everybody understands, regardless of race and background and culture and language and all of them. They can embrace the possibility of experiencing this togetherness. This is of great significance in terms of phenomenological aspect.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Sayed Fatemi, but one quick question before we move on. Looking at the significance of Hajj and trying to bring the Muslims together in general, especially when we see that it is such a critical time in the Islamic world that in many situations, it appears, are trying to divide the Muslims. Tell us the significance of Hajj in that regard as far as unity.
Yeah, well, Hajj is a manifestation of Prophet Muhammad presence and compassion-oriented demonstration of human qualities. And, you know, it also calls for the gift of presence these days. Everybody is so scattered, so sporadic, that he or she does not make time to experience the beauty of living in the moment. The Eid provides every Muslim with the blessings of an engagement in the moment, and it emancipates the experiences from the absence-oriented world, the hackneyed layers of daily engagement. But on the other hand, back to your question, it also provides people with the blessing and grace of Prophet Muhammad, salawatullah alayhi, that demonstrates that true and authentic Islam is nothing except compassion, peace, understanding, and whatever takes place by the name of a people who may not be the true follower of Islam, you know, and it is associated with hostility or some sort of violence or, you know, killing other Muslims or something, it may not necessarily be the true representation. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message is compassion and peace, engagement, togetherness, understanding, and, you know, high qualities of human life.
Okay.
And as a result of that,
I'm so sorry. Say it, Mohsen Fatemi. So sorry, we're out of time, but I really appreciate you being with us out of Boston, Massachusetts, university professor and psychologist.